Welcome back to Greenbox Gaming. I'm your handler, Brad. I'm joined here by my buddies.
Hello.
Ace, Joe, and Jean. What up?
Hello.
Hello.
We are just critiquing top weaponry that armies use, and we're all in vote of a brown note gun.
Right. Just imagine.
I did not give my consent to this.
Just imagine the destabilizing force of introducing a brown note device into an enemy formation.
And couple that with drones.
Just the chaos.
General's like, wait for it. Wait for it.
It's like that scene in Braveheart, except instead of them pulling up the spears, they all just start shooting themselves.
Okay, what would be more disruptive, a brown note gun or an orgasm gun?
Ooh. Oh, man.
A brown note gun seems easier to actually create.
You just haven't listened to enough frequencies, Brad.
Let us know over in the comments.
This dude's a virgin.
This guy's a fucking virgin. Let us know over in the comments if you are if you happen to be an expert or know somebody who's an expert on weaponry, like advanced audio based weaponry. Let us know which is more likely.
We got any listeners from Lockheed Martin out there?
Right. If you're with Halliburton, let us know. Are we closer to a brown note gun? or an erection gun. Cannon. The O gun.
As our stream gets shut off because we know too much.
A weapon of mass erection.
The oboe.
Weapon of mass erection.
Weapon of mass erection.
Oh, I love it. I just had to leave an event with my family, and they're like, "Well, we're going to go." Like, "Oh, I've got a podcast. Oh, you want to listen? Oh, I'd love to listen to your podcast." My 18-year-old niece and my sister. Like, I told them I don't recommend it to anyone.
Oh God. I don't. Yeah, I love. It's not that I don't recommend it to family. I don't recommend.
So
it to
I was
anybody.
Talking to. I was talking to Joe's mom last week, and she's like, "How's the podcast going?" I was like, "It's going all right." And she's like, "Joe says it's not for me."
that's because Joe has a very honest relationship with his mother. He's like, "I'm like, Mom, I don't think you'd like
Hex.
It. I've managed to hide this part of my life from my family, and I right. plan to keep it that way.
Smart man. Yeah.
Atomic Scissors did weigh in.
This is true.
More people have died from dysentery during wartime than by gunshot. So the brown note, it's already looking pretty good.
Case being made.
Yeah, there's a case being made that we're already ahead.
That's because they haven't been measuring the amount of deaths by orgasm in warfare.
Right.
Like, it's a metrics thing. Yeah.
Ooh, so it's a measurement error
stats
issue.
Stats simply aren't there.
Right, yep. Right. You know, like, I think, I can't remember, I feel like it might have been with Dace. I feel like I've had the conversation before about, like, you know, imagine, you know, like, one of the, like, when, like, the Romans were, like, moving up through Europe and they were fighting, like, the Celts, or the Gauls, who, like, fought naked, and they're talking about, you know, they're all these barbarians, they were, like, they have no fear, like, it'd be one thing to fight someone who's fighting you naked. It'd be another thing if every one of those naked men also had an erection while they were running at you. Like, what do you do with that? Like, what do you... Like, they're just...
You run.
You run. You get the hell out of there.
You can't fight that.
You can't... How do you fight such reckless hate?
Reckless love.
Such reckless love. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So this started out weird. So Brad, I hope we can bring this forward into Delta Green today. Jesus.
Yeah, I don't
Christ.
Have a good transition. I wasn't planning to have any of those topics in this session. So we're coming to
you just a fucking 12-year-old.
COM, not CUM.
It's like 7 o'clock for me, guys. Like, it's very early. Like, this is.
We have arrived at a crucial point in this operation.
Gosh, we're never gonna make it to the intro.
No, not a climax.
Sorry.
More of a fork in the road. There's been many forks, but this is another one, a big one. It's if there's an axe in this was a play, this would be close to the very end of Act Two. And yeah, y'all been through a lot. It's in game. This is only the end of the second day of the investigation.
Jesus.
And approximately 11:30 p.m. on the second day in 1984. Yeah, so y'all have seen a lot, and I kind of instead want to, you know, this pulled y'all in a lot of direction. Just maybe a quick recap from y'all. What do y'all think's happening and going on, and where are you guys as characters at the moment?
I went back and listened to the last episode, and I think it's become really clear that in a very narrative way, we're not in Kansas anymore. Like, I'm pretty sure that we as agents are not in our original timeline, and that we have been pulled into a different timeline in which we have supposedly done things that we have no recollection of. Which does beg the question, if we're being transported and, like, astrally projected into our same bodies in a different timeline, what happens to the consciousness that was there? What happens to the consciousness that was originally from that timeline? Is it just gone? Or is it somewhere too? You know, so it's like...
Is it like a prestige situation? Where, like, when we're transported into the body, the other consciousness is killed?
Oh, yeah. The Magician movie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Spoilers. for a 20-year-old movie.
Character-wise, though?
A good movie.
I don't know. I think fatigue. Confusion, fatigue, fear. Confusion. Terrence is still terrified fatigue, that confusion. These two idiots are going to get him killed.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, yeah, y'all seen a lot of stuff that seemingly might probably seem unrelated in a certain sense. I mean, you saw a guy that you're supposed to interrogate and basically find out what he knows just disappear, pop, gone from existence. You have a giant Terminator-type character, the Himbaba, following you. Maybe he's on his own agenda. He seems to pop up where y'all are popping up, but not necessarily after you all the time, I think. But y'all have only come in contact with him twice total. You know, you saw him destroy a whole police station, precinct, and then he popped up somewhere else, and he was in battle with you, and unfortunately lost a character at that point. You've also come in contact with Russians last episode that were after something in Gil's house. This doctor from Baylor University that was part of an operation that y'all don't remember, but is gone now. And a bank of all things that's involved, where you found a strange computer-like device that was powered by a cat brain of all things that sped all random information. And a diary of someone there that you've been making your way through. Through all this, you know, you've been also these pills that y'all have kind of taken. I think remember pills and had various visions of a strange place that involved, you know, black sand, a humid environment, strange prison cells, being lectured on time and space. Seems at one point, which took its toll on a lot of you guys, sanity wise and power wise. And among other things, you've had Odin, who's been your handler, who's sent you stuff and helped you out, but he was questioning you over the payphone at the earlier session, but you hung. I think it was
Terrence.
Let me go back to all of my character names. It was Terrence's idea to hang up on him out of paranoia or some sense of self-preservation, it would seem, that it would not be good for Odin to know whatever. And now you've come back after dealing with these Russians, killing them in cold blood. Not cold blood. I would say self-defense.
Lukewarm blood.
And leaving the bodies there to come back to the green box. And as you open the door, you pull up to the green box just to set the atmosphere. You can hear like heat lightning in the distance, thundering. You open the door, and in the green box, which is this kind of middle, looks like an empty, empty bar at one point. You see Odin sitting there in his wheelchair, smoking a cigarette with his hook hand, duffel bag on a counter, and he says, "Our last conversation got cut short." As he moves his hand, you see a handgun in his lap. Thunder again, and it starts drops start pouring outside.
So, his cigarette is in his hook hand?
Yes.
You can't shoot with a hook hand.
He can't use the gun. His hook hand. Imagine if he was using smoking with his regular hand. Shit goes off, and he's like, "Shit, fuck!" And he's like trying to grab it with his hook, the gun.
You know, it's like one of those hooks that have like two pincers. It has like various little things where it can stick, like, you know.
It's like one of them's like a corkscrew, one of them's like a toothpick.
Oh, it's a Swiss Army hook.
And you know, the Swiss, we don't give them enough credit for the advances they've
made.
So
hard to create with thunder and lightning. And now we're down to Swiss Army hooks.
Just questioning, how is he holding the cigarette in the cooking? I mean, how did he light it? I mean, there's a lot to answer. Beside this mystery going on.
Oh, God. All right.
I don't think you've questioned Odin enough about his daily habits.
So, by the way, like,
how does he wipe?
Yeah, how do you wipe?
Oh, my God.
That's like, do you tie? So, do you have Velcro shoes? Like,
Terrence is
going to
see
or do you,
this.
Or do you make it work?
He's going to be like, right. Oh, shit. Do you know this? Do you know this guy?
Well, I think
you know him, Terrence. He contacted you that said this team needed trouble. You haven't seen him.
Fine.
But perhaps you recognize the voice.
Well, when we rolled up, the van was there, right. And we knew he was inside, and we already covered that this was
still
him.
Gonna say,
and we basically got strapped.
Like, do you know this guy? Mm-hmm. Who the hell is this?
Terrence, Odin. Odin Terrence and I'm definitely the last one through the door, like, and I'm like, you know, I think one of you has the ray gun.
I asked.
I can't remember which one
I asked.
One of you had like gotten like the ray gun. I'm sorry, the assumed ray gun. We don't know what it does yet.
You know what? It's
You took my toy away.
I don't know about toys.
I want
toys.
To play.
This ain't playtime. Now shut the door and get in here.
I guess we shut the door, lock it.
Yeah.
And he's lets out a long sigh. He's like, as handler, it's my job to facilitate anything and everything you might need to complete the mission. But it's also my job to stop the incursion at all costs. Now, when my operatives hang up on a call with me, I get worried. But I was hoping we could come together and discuss this as a team. And he takes the gun, and there's like, you know, a side table. He kind of puts it there and removes his hand, kind of distance himself a little bit from the gun. I'd appreciate if this gesture was repeated from y'all as well. Let's talk.
There is an audible not like a sigh, like a sigh of like a, oh, that's nice. You could tell that Tyler was holding his breath behind you guys. You're like, like it like all comes out at once and it makes a bit of a sound. He's like,
oh, thank God. Oh, we were so worried. We were so worried that you were gonna kill us. Oh, this is great news. Natalia, Terry, it's all good. It's all good. We don't have to worry about anything. Ooh, man.
On the contrary, I think you're not worrying enough. Situation we got here. There are far more scarier things than me afoot. And I think you have seen it.
The Himbaba?
This freak, this thing. It's all over the news. Killing. Mindlessly, or is it mindlessly? I need to know what's going on, fellas. Where is Colstonthorpe?
Has the Himbaba struck again without us knowing?
Various places.
Where?
Around the state.
Around the state?
Police have come in contact with it, various areas, varying descriptions, but all this similar. You could assume it would be a giant, would seem, person burning down random houses.
Do you have these addresses?
Businesses.
They have to be linked, Odin. It's not random.
I do indeed. But I need to know what you fellas know, and gals. Where is Colstonthorpe? What happened to him after the precinct?
Like, how much, like, gritty, unnatural detail do you want?
I just need to know, is he still in play? Is he still...
Not in this dimension.
Dimension, you say?
I mean, he
didn't... Is that where this thing has come from? This killing? Mindlessly across the state?
He looks to you guys. Tyler's like, ugh.
It is possible that the Himbaba is somebody's son.
Yeah.
Whose son? Who all was involved in this? Who was Colstonthorpe's allies?
He worked with Gil. We know that.
Operation Rebel Yell. Hear him
yes.
say, kind of.
We know that.
What do you know about Operation Rebel Yell?
Well, yeah, we already discussed that in a previous episode on the payphone. I think that's when you hung up on me, but I'll recap the situation. Basically, you pressed him on it in the payphone, and he told you that he wasn't the handler, but he found out that y'all were on the mission to basically kidnap Dr. Gill from his house at a previous date, and...
And we killed him.
Well, he doesn't know that. He thinks he's gone. But he just knows y'all are meant to capture him and take him in, either to like turn him over to other Delta Green higher ups. He doesn't know. He knows you are supposed to take care of him. In quotes, what that might have meant killed. That might have meant turn him over to Delta Green proper.
We were involved in the kidnapping.
Delta Green did not like what this guy was doing, it would seem, and did not want him. And Odin was very concerned as why y'all didn't remember that, and then Terrence hangs up on him, thus prompting him to show up at this time.
Look, Odin, we investigated the house. It feels familiar, but we still don't remember. It's also worth noting, Do we tell him? He'll say, like, under his breath, like, in Russian, he'll say, you know, do we tell him about...
God damn it,
Gru,
Tyler.
Is it Gru 8? Is that what they're called? Or
just,
I think Gru
just
SV8.
Commit.
SV8, yeah, he's like...
We're in this deep. Just goddamn commit.
Gru SV8.
Russians, Odin. There's fucking Russians who are also after Gil, who came after him, who apparently have been to his office. And I think they said something about knowing about the Himbaba. Like, they're being chased by the Himbaba, too.
Spits.
I know, right? Damn. Like, and Tyler tries to spit, too, but, like, it doesn't leave his mouth. It, like, sticks, you know, and it's like... Yeah, he's like, and he has to wipe it off with his hand.
Natalia
side eyes both of them. I know nothing.
They weren't friends of yours, were they?
I am U.S. citizen now. USA, USA.
Yeah, I mean that's she's really good right, at
that's
it.
That's enough of me.
Yeah. I mean, but these guys knew. Like these guys thought we were there with them. They knew that unnatural stuff is going on. Like, I don't know
Odin,
if, you know.
Colton Thorpe. Dr. Gil must have been involved somehow. And now this Himbaba thing going around killing folk. Terrence,
Odin, I think.
What else is there? Is there anything else?
Have you got enough reassurance from us that things are out under control? Because what we can tell you won't really help you help us. But we've dealt with the Russians. We're working on the Himbaba. We have dealt with Colton. Do you need more assurance from us? What are you looking for? Why are you here?
We have done our jobs,
I put
honestly.
The phone down on you because we were under a high-pressure situation? Are you skittish?
I'm always skittish.
And he grabs his gun again and puts it in his lap. Says, now, Terrence, Tyler, Natalia, I want to know why you're talking about timelines and the such.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, Odin, like seriously, like, it will, like... I mean, I guess we can tell you, but, like, don't we compartmentalize this stuff on purpose? Like, this is pretty wackadoo, and there's no way for us to tell you without sounding crazy.
Oh. Why do you think there's some kind of time? I need to know everything I know about this Himbaba. And who else might be involved? Are you sure that it ends with Gil and Colton Thorpe? That where it ends.
I do have a question. Have you ever heard of a person called Yuko?
Yeah. Yes.
Yuko. Thanks, Zayara. Where'd you hear that name?
Some journal entries. Yuko was associated with Gil.
Involved. Big time.
Really?
Maybe the
was
central
he a scientist
character
of
to
sorts?
This.
I mean, Delta Green wanted Gil gone for some reason. Were they working on something or?
There was mention of an arc.
Thunder, lights go out.
Ooh.
Starts pouring even louder outside. They come back on. The fluorescent lights do that thing.
Where
half are on or half off, you know, when you cut it off. And you see, it's creates a certain type of lighting where Odin's eyes are, like, dark.
Dark, yeah.
He says, there you are.
What?
Fuck?
Odin?
Hello?
So Natalia's pulling out guns.
We've come to a crossroads. Most interesting spot in time and space. One of my favorites.
Yuko? Is that you?
What I am far exceeds any.
What
do you call yourself? Do you have a name?
I have many names. We have many names.
Just pick one. Just like your favorite. Like what?
Right now, I'm in the vessel of John Lovett. A vessel that is about to expire very soon.
Oh shit, that's Odin.
If you don't listen very carefully. And his arms are kind of twitching, like, you know, it's like it looks like he's like trying to move that hook hand in a certain way, but it's like not, you know, he's sort of jerky.
What do you want from us?
What I want from you, I've already gotten. We have already gotten. The great race.
The great race? All.
You have seen it, haven't? You have. That's what he says. Says you have seen it, haven't you? You have remembered.
The prison. The room. What was her name? Dr. Hernandez.
Yeah. Otas.
Oh, you broke up a little bit there. What'd you say?
He says, yes. Nakotas.
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 The great library. It seems you have been blessed by my presence, and we have a common goal.
What is
do you
that?
Know about the him? Yeah, about that.
What goal? What are we? We're trying to figure out how to stop this incursion. We're trying not to die, and I don't know if we're from this time. What is our goal? What is our mutual goal?
Time is always so hard to explain to vessels such as yours. It is not so much a place, but a shape. And we are its pruners. The Himbaba is on your trail, been sloppy. Much more sloppier than your previous variants. Money stolen. Bodies laid. Rest in Dr. Gill's house. Your estimated survival rate getting lower by the second.
I like the idea that the voice said thunder.
Listen.
Right there.
Natalius Sokolov. There's questions you have?
What can we do to make it right?
Yes.
How can we put the timeline back together?
The shape is already formed. We are the masters of time, not you, but your choice is very interesting to us. A choice that you will have very soon. You seek the Ark. The means by which this recursion group, the recursion plot thickens, and you mean to stop it. You mean to stop Yuko, Henry Grayson, and the Himbaba.
But is that...
Yes.
Will that fix things? Is stopping them, or are they a part of it?
We are all a part of it. What has happened has always happened and will always happen.
So then what the hell?
Have already been made. But why?
What the hell are you doing watching us if you know everything about what we're gonna do? Friend?
The why you do it. Why I watch.
How can we find the Ark?
He like leans his head back.
Leans it forward. The Ark. The pocket in time. An interesting spot that we cannot visit. That is where our motives align. You mean to visit where we cannot and destroy what we cannot. It has many entrances, but the place you will go to find it is... Let me look at my notes.
Very long time.
Is... processing.
Processing.
In Houston, Texas, at this address, our operatives... will be waiting.
What, we'd like to help?
Yes.
What? If we do this, you say this has already happened. It's always happened. If we do this, I don't know why I'm even fucking asking. We can't trust you. But if we do this, if we deal with Yuko, we deal with this arc, if we stop this, are we gonna save Earth? Our people? We're supposed to be helping. I don't even know.
This plane is doomed. Your people mean nothing. Do not affect what will come, or you cannot stop what is coming, rather, but you can change. The choice will soon come. I am very curious with these variants. When presented with the Ark, will you use it or destroy it?
Did we use it before? Is that why we're here now?
Have used it. You will use it. And you won't.
God damn it. I wish Marty McFly was here.
Terrence is getting twitchy.
Look, he told us to go to Houston, and that is a far more straightforward answer than I ever expected to get, frankly.
he did give us an address. Hernandez, Dr. Hernandez, she's with you?
A vessel we have used, as we have used your vessel.
That's why we don't remember.
Yes. You thought you were doing Delta Green's bidding, but everything and everyone is doing ours.
So you're saying we don't have choices to make?
You've already made them. But why?
I'm getting sick of this shit. Terrence pulls out the remote that he took from Natalia, and he points it at this vessel. It says, "Fuck you, vessel," and he presses whatever can be pressed on the button.
Hold on. Okay.
Check out this choice.
Hey, Terrence, maybe.
Let me roll some stuff. You're gonna shoot this guy with this thing.
So, to be clear, you took it away from me because you were afraid I was going to do something reckless to then turn it on our handler.
This is not grating Terrence right way. Terrence needs to look after people. He protects people. He has everything is about control for Terrence, and he's been told he's got no control right now.
I mean, Tyler, like as a player, I want to see what happens, and I think Tyler is too gobsmacked with just taking all this in to even fucking notice when Terry goes for it, like when he like pulls it out.
Hold on, let me look up something about this.
Are you on Unearthed Arcana? You know that most of that stuff isn't well balanced.
No, I'm in that Handler's Guide.
Yeah.
I got your reference, Joe. I got your reference.
Dace got it.
Oh, sorry. So you shoot at him, and almost like instantly before you click it, the lights go out again.
And God damn it!
See the lightning. All right, you shoot the gun. Roll a D4.
That's me.
Whoever's operating an Terrence.
Rolling the dice. That's a 4.
Man, oh man.
Okay. All right. Okay. Roll a D100. Or how do you do lethality? That's what D100.
Yeah, you'd.
Yeah.
Well, you would roll to attack, and then if it lands, then you roll a lethality roll.
You roll 11, and you just see this like, almost like sci-fi fucking Star Trek laser, shoot, and the lights come back on, and Odin is moved slightly to the left, and through where he was is just like a fucking Eldritch blast type like fucking hole. Straight through the counter, straight like through the back of the,
like a cartoon style, like yes, round hole.
Just
in
like
him.
Still hot, Jesus. Like still hot, like through the fucking building.
Missed me.
Said, missed holy me. Shit! It's beautiful.
Oh, missed me.
Don't you understand, Terrence? You have always made that decision, and always will and want. I know. We know what you do, and right now you have bigger problems.
Uh-oh.
You hear sirens going. I have given you the knowledge to do with what you want. Take my advice or don't. But that will lead you to the Ark. And the decision to destroy or use. Doom. Something hits the door super hard. And he says, this vessel's time is up. I suppose I advise your vessels to expire as well.
Oh god. Like get out. Get out now.
Shit. Back door.
Yeah.
Y'all start running for the back door.
Tyler.
Hell yeah, we do.
Tyler is going to like as he like. So is Odin just still sitting here looking at us all placid and?
He's reaching for his duffel bag, and he pulls it all out, and you see a lot of dynamite sticks with like a little trigger.
Oh, I was about to say Tyler grabs the duffel bag, but if he's
oh,
like,
you can.
Nope. If he's gonna do this here, he's gonna let him. He's like, okay, never mind. Looks like you got this covered.
Y'all start running. Boom! The door pops down, and of course, as you're running, if you look back, it is the Himbaba. Except for now, he has like his black like vest and shit is like torn up. He doesn't have the ski mask on. It's like wrapped in gauze all around his face, and he just has his like goggles on. And he's just like, he's been like, you know, he's got like stab wounds You can see, like, what might be, like, skin underneath. He just starts walking towards Odin.
Keep running. Run!
Oh, did you... What do we do?
All right. Run. Back door, 100%.
As you see him walk closer and closer towards Odin, you come to the back door. It's pouring down now. You hear sirens kind of in the distance getting closer. Thunder, light.
Terrence pulls us by the door.
Car's out front.
Can we circle back around front?
You guys, what? Do your thing.
Terry?
What, one at a time? Terrence?
I'm like shuffling people out, but then yeah,
he's like, we gotta get to the car.
The turns around.
Pause at the door. So two of y'all are trying towards the front,
shoot the
Humbaba
with the thing he just discovered.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I'm sure it works the same every time you hit the button. Every time.
Yeah, that's why you rolled a d4, because you always roll a 4. Okay. You guys run to the front. You're already soaked, just like wet. Like you just gotta, you know, run to. I'm guessing y'all make it to the car. That if that's what you're heading. Yeah.
Did and the Humbaba drive here? Is there another car sitting here? Or is
there
it
is
just...
another car here. It's like a fucking one of those long sedans with like the wooden panel on the side. You saw.
He drove here in a station wagon. He's like 10
not
foot
a station.
Tall.
I forgot what you call that, but yeah, sort of like
a Jeep Wagoneer.
Yeah.
It's like raggedy. You can see like bullet holes in it. The front lights, like one of them's not working.
The driver's seat's been removed so he can fit.
Yeah. Y'all make it to the car and you see several cop cars start to pull in with lights. This was an old business, so it's a fairly big parking lot. So they're not like right in front of you.
Shit.
What Terrence sees when you go inside is the Humbaba now has Odin up, just strangling him with one hand, and Odin's hand is on the trigger. You can see with this
Terrence
wire
calls out, "Hey, asshole!" Dynamite. And I assume it's like a remote control that kind of flows over your hand, and he's holding
slow.
The Humbaba is holding Odin. And he goes, "Hey, asshole!" And he like points it at him. And he tries to just go, tick.
He does a slow turn towards you. Okay, roll a d4 again.
Oh, man.
That's it.
Dude, well, I can't wait to see your backup character.
Yeah. Your second backup character. Yeah.
A 2? Okay. You roll.
It shoots butterflies this time.
Roll 2d6.
That's a 6 and a 1, 7.
2d6, huh?
Okay, let me make some notes. That's a
pretty
7.
Much polymorph myself into a sheep.
You shoot, but this time it's not like a straight like fucking sci-fi laser beam. It's like electricity, like if you see like power lines where they're disconnected, but the electric
like arcing
through. It's like arcing towards the Humbaba, and it hits the Humbaba, and the Humbaba shakes and drops Odin to the chair, and he's like falls down. You know, doesn't quite hit the chair. He comes off his. He hits basically the floor, and the chair flies back, still holding the trigger. And the Humbaba's like jolted there, like can't move. And Odin looks at him. He's like, "Nice shot."
He turns. Terrence runs.
We're pulling. Like, I imagine Tyler is in the driver's seat, and he's like, he's. As soon as Natalia's, not even her ass is in the car, like if she's like, as she's like getting in, we're cranking the car, we're pulling to the back, like trying to pick up Terry on the way. Like.
Okay. Y'all pull around. I need some help, Joe. look up how much damage do we think an explosion
like a dynamite
would be.
Oh man, like an explosion for it's a duffel bag full of dynamite. That is going to be... It's going to be a lot.
Are there proximity rules or something?
Yeah.
There will be... So there will be a... it will be a lethality roll, for sure.
Here's what happens, basically. The cop cars pull up. They don't have time. You don't really see them get out of the car by the time y'all pull around. They don't seem to be too worried about y'all. You pull around to the back of this building. Terrence, slow-mo. You come out running, and I'm sure, you know... Tyler's like, get in, slow-mo, and then as you do, boom, from behind you. It's a big explosion. Bricks are flying off of the fucking building. Looks like it's going to be leveled. Y'all are going to have the cover of being in the car. Terrence, not so much.
All right. It's going to be lethality. If we have cover... So is lethality up to 20 meters? So I assume we're out further than that by the time this thing blows, or...
Yeah.
Or lethality out to 20 meters. If that's the case, then it's going to need to... You're going to need to roll lethality roll, basically. It's 30% lethality for a bundled IED.
Oh, this may
including
be
a bundle
choice.
Of pipe bombs, so I think that's what we're going to say this is.
Yeah. And would y'all take any... y'all have the car as cover.
If we're past the kill radius, we wouldn't take anything.
No damage at all? It would just be adding...
I don't think
so. The numbers minus whatever cover you have?
You would roll the lethality roll. Mm-hmm. If it's above 30, then you add the numbers together. So.
20.
So that technically is automatically dead, but some unnatural creatures are immune to lethality rolls. So it's
is that
up to
the
you.
Roll for me?
Ooh, I'm worried about Terrence.
Narratively. Oh, Terrence is there. He's not in the car yet.
Yeah.
If Terrence is within 20 meters, hold on. Let me look at what the issues are. So he's behind a wall, right?
I imagine so this. Yeah. So like. A big open area. That's where the explosion comes from. Now Terrence is behind an outer wall. Now this is enough explosion that it's going to level the building, so like bricks are going to go flying and shit like that.
Right.
Terrence has no cover besides the explosion is behind a wall, and you guys are in a car.
And his vest. I'm trying to find. Does anyone in the chat have this on lock by chance?
I mean, it doesn't matter if I roll the lethality roll.
Well, it seems like he's not going to be killed by the lethality roll of the explosion, but he's going to take additional damage from the shrapnel.
So then you roll.
That's what it sounds
like.
That's
what I was thinking.
Okay, so then that will... So you should probably roll an additional roll for, like... I would take, like, the roll of, like, a... Honestly, I would, if it were me, I would take the roll of like a hand grenade and double it.
And what is that you think? Do 2d6 sounds appropriate?
Yeah, I think 2d6 would be good. And then you could remove the damage for his body armor.
How much is your body armor?
Yeah.
3. I'm assuming it's regular Kevlar.
To a total of 5. Yep. Minus 3.
Yeah.
So I get hit by a brick on the back of the head as I like splay forward. Terrence. The remote kind of
boom,
tumbles out of my hands.
Yeah.
Pretty much flattened. And I'm like, oh, Jesus! It hit the back of my head like, oh my
You're
god!
You're flattened.
Well, there's that bit. Like in the cinematic version, it's like we see Terrence's vision as it's like on the ground sideways looking at the pavement as the car pulls in front of him and you just hear like the wee, like the high-pitched squeal, and then you hear like
he looks around for
Terrence, you know,
I
like
mean,
as he comes
nice.
To
it cracks the windshield too. I mean, this is a powerful explosion, like I said.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
building is leveled. You see, you know, yeah, like you said, like ringing fire behind Terrence. What does everyone do? I mean, Natalia and Tyler, you kind of see this explosion and you're able to get a good view of it. You can see on the other side of the building, there is no building anymore. You can see on the other side of the building, see the cops kind of like through this dust and it's raining and shit like that. Kind of like falls.
Terrence looks for the remote.
We are picking this motherfucker up and we are leaving.
He's on the ground, like on all fours. Yeah. Does he see the remote?
Roll search.
Jesus.
Why did you, narrate that it came out of your hands?
Seems appropriate.
You did do this to yourself.
Oh, that's a failure.
With disadvantage.
Shit! I've lost it!
Okay,
it's gone!
No, Natalia's searching too.
As Natalia's, as you see that, you know, Terrence, you're still coming to, like, I can't find it, I can't find it. What y'all see behind you in this rubble is a tall figure, fire around him.
Like, stands up, like a bunch of, like, cinder blocks all falling
off.
Stands
up, and his clothes are destroyed. It's almost, it's like a basically patterns of clothes are on him, but it's almost like a naked body. And you can see patches of skin where meat is, where there's lack of skin and there's just meat. Wires through him, runes on the patches of skin that are there. His face is like part skull, part wires. Basically, everyone roll a sanity for seeing this unnatural thing before you roll your search, Natalia.
Okay.
Success for Tyler.
Fail for Terrence.
Oh my god. Success for Tyler.
For Natalia.
Fumble for Natalia. 100. Jesus Christ.
Tyler.
What this south real fast?
Sanity.
Tyler.
Rules. Sanity.
You
rules.
Take one.
Sanity. All right, Roger.
Terrence, you're gonna take one.
That's a
D6.
Six on my side. Okay, I'll take your roll. Thank you very much.
Only one. You got.
I'll take it. Well,
okay. You only do one. Natalia, you were about to look for this, you know, you Terrence took your toy from you and you had an opportunity to get it back because he lost it and you're like, look for it. But then you see this thing, the Himbaba, half flesh with runes tatted on it, half just meat with wires going through it.
Yeah.
And the flame and smoke. And it is just too much. Out of everything you've seen, even the trip, this just rocks you to your core.
Are you going to deflect?
That's the thing, Joe. I don't have any bonds.
Oh, that's right. You've made that decision. Yeah.
You did make that
She's
decision.
All alone in the world.
She is all alone except
Lots
she's
of decisions have been made.
You always have the Himbaba. You're there with the Himbaba. So you can't
deflect on the Himbaba.
I'm going to the fumble.
So fumble typically means max sanity damage.
Yep. Typically. We're going to do that. So that's going to be 6. Deduct 6.
In a moment
that
of
takes
overwhelming.
Me exactly.
On page 69, in a moment of overwhelming stress, after losing 5 or more sanity a single roll, your agent loses self-control and goes into temporary insanity.
That will happen as well, but let's... So due to
that takes me exactly to my breaking point.
You have to go over your breaking point, so you have one more.
Okay.
So you're right at 36.
I think Kara has just, like, go... wide. She is terrified in this moment, and she probably wets herself and is just like paralyzed with fear. She's just she's out of it. She's not thinking for herself
she
anymore.
Like hanging out of the
She's
car.
Locked up. She's frozen. It's a
it was like about to start
a reaction to trauma.
Well, she got out. And was looking for the
I'm
thing,
assuming
yeah.
both of y'all got out. She was looking for the slash helping Terrence up. just dead stop. I mean, Natalia is just staring at this, and you all see it, but you are able to suppress the immediate insanity. Even more so, you're also out of it. Temporary insanity, and on top of that, we'll kind of roleplay that. You are also gonna have your dissociative episode, like your, I forgot what was it you have exactly.
Basically, it's like multiple. It's kind of like that. It's basically she has this other
personality.
This other her that comes forward in these moments to take the stress.
Kind of role-played that as like you as a kid, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you shrink into that as well. Like, this is the boogeyman you've always been scared of. This is the thing at night that kept you up. Like, you are a child.
Yes,
and
totally.
This monster.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Your worst fear as a child is sitting right in front of you, in front of flame and death and madness, and the shadows are pulling in all directions. Natalia's she's just standing there. So you can help. What are y'all doing now?
Can Tyler get an opportunity to run out and also give a go at finding this fucking thing real quick and yell at Terrence, like, seeing now that Natalia is fucking losing it again. We've seen this once. Like, Tyler's the one who saw this before. He's gonna yell at Terrence. He's like, "Kid Natalia!" And he's just gonna scramble on all fours like he's looking for a missing contact.
Terrence will probably
like,
just...
Okay. He's like, like
Terrence,
that.
Roll a search with disadvantage. Or, sorry. Tyler, roll a search with disadvantage. And Terrence, roll a constitution to see if you can help yourself up after being hit by these bricks.
Okay.
No.
Man, Brad is not fucking around.
That's a 71 over 70.
No, he's not.
You just missed failure.
Failure.
All right, Terrence, you try to get yourself up, but that you can move, but you're crawling slow. It's not like you can get up. So you're
crawling
towards
Natalia.
The car. You're crawling towards Natalia. Terrence, Tyler, you failed the search as well. It's just too rainy.
He's doing it quick, and I imagine like there's all these, again, there's a, even though it's raining, there's this explosion, there's probably flames, and the flames are all casting these like long shadows. He can't see shit. He's got one motherfucker here who's physically falling apart, and then he's got Natalia. Wait a second, Tyler's done this before. This is just like the last
just like
time.
The trip, the road trip.
He hauls Terrence up, and he's like kind of pulls him up. And keep in mind, Tyler is, unless I'm mistaken, let me look at my sheet real quick. Tyler has a strength of 6. When he tries to help Terrence up, this is like, he's like, "Oh, come on. And he's just like going to push him toward the car the best he can. And he's just going to probably just grab Natalia's arm. He's like, "Come on, Natalia, get in the car. Please get in the car."
Terrence, you're able to get Terrence in the car. I'm guessing just in a passenger seat, or are you putting Terrence in the driver's seat?
Well, keep in mind, Jean chose a 2-door car when he did this. When he came up with this fucking thing, he chose a 2-door Cutlass.
All right, Terrence, roll another con to see if you're kind of out of this haze. If you can operate this car,
that's a failure
type thing. You're in the driver's seat. Tyler, you're trying to make it back.
So he's like in...
You're still in a haze.
It's like there's just a hazard light go off and like the indicator
like,
and
the
like, tries to like crank it.
Oh my god.
Tyler, you're trying to make it towards Natalia. She's just staring. What is Natalia seeing? What is she seeing now? In her... catatonic insanity.
Like you said, the boogeyman. The thing she was most scared of as a child. Maybe as the flames kind of like cast shadows, it looks like the Himbaba is wreathed in a lab coat of sorts. And she's just... It looks like he's wearing a lab coat because of the shadows, maybe. It's part of her hallucination. And she's just like whimpering. She's not saying anything. She's just whimpering.
This boogeyman that's been under your bed Baba Yaga. Your life has transformed into a lab coat. Maybe your worst nightmare at whatever you saw in Chernobyl. Whatever they did to you in Russia. It's all coming back. It's all culminating into this one figure. And you just see sparks coming from behind it. And all you can do is stare. Tyler, what you see is the police opening fire on the Himbaba. Doom, 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 doom. But you're right behind the Himbaba in the line of fire.
Fuck
Make a
me.
Dodge.
All right. 14 Success. Under 52.
You're able to hit the deck. Natalia is not able to dodge because she is just staring at this Himbaba.
She's wearing Kevlar.
She is wearing Kevlar. But the bullets, the Himbaba is shielding you. That's why you only see sparks, because it's hitting the Himbaba and not you. Tyler, you see the Himbaba just like bullets hitting it in the back. He slowly turns with his shotgun and opens fire on the
just
police.
Like one, with just one arm, full-size shotgun. Boom!
Where, let's not, it's straight up Terminator mode. That's what this thing looks like. Terminator mixed with Eldritch Horror, skin hanging off of it, half flesh, half skull. What has flesh on it is just filled with runes. And he starts to open fire with the police. You finally make it to Natalia.
Yeah, he grabs her by the arm. He's like, he's like, we have to leave. He's seen her do this before. He's like, we have to go. Natalia, come on. Come on. He's just dragging her. There's no, like, he's saying this stuff, but only as he's just like physically exerting himself as much as he can to.
She's not resisting.
You get into the car.
Another con roll.
Parents.
By the way, this is one of his strongest features.
Let's
that's gonna go well.
For fun, let's just do a drive. A drive roll.
That's a success.
Drive with disadvantage 20, so because you haven't
disadvantage, it can't be right.
Oh if my god.
You really want him to roll zero, disadvantage?
Without, this was a success.
So you can't
15
pull.
Under 20.
Okay. you're pulling out instead of going the way
like
you should go the opposite direction, you just do a fucking donut and drive through the police. One of the police goes flying off the front of your car. The other one dodges. You just go straight line through the police as they're fighting him, Bob.
I got this. Yikes. I got this. He's like what got one fuck, eye parents? Open. He's kind of like he's obviously a little concussed. One pupil totally blown out.
Just one pupil blown out.
And you drive away from a very similar scene that you had at the second episode where you were leaving. You're driving. Parents, you're just barely holding it. You know, you're swerving. You're just trying to drive straight down the road in any direction that's not back where you were. Tyler, I'm assuming you're trying to bring Natalia too or something, you know.
Yeah. Well, like, is Natalia, up. is she, like, crying or is she just, like, or is she just, like, frozen? Just, like...
As you pull away, Natalia, the fear is, you know, this boogeyman is slowly going further and further in the distance, but all you're left with is just pure darkness. As the fear leaves, all that's left is darkness all around you.
Yeah, I think she would just be like staring straight forward, like face slack, just like the lights are on, but nobody's home.
Yeah, Tyler has like he doesn't have really a lot of psychotherapy, but he does have like really good like first aid and stuff. He's like looking her over to make sure she's like
not bleeding or something. He's like, he's like, hold on. I got you. And he's like pulling up her arms and like, you know, it's like looking like patting her down, making sure she's not obviously bleeding out of places. And then he sees that Terrence is bleeding. Like he's got like a huge scuff where this Brit hit him in the back. Like he's like, sees the Tyler. Red staining his shirt. He's like, oh, Jesus. Oh, he's just like, and at this point in time, Tyler is like, he just sits and he's, sits in the passenger seat trying to fuck with both of these guys, and he's just like, and he starts to have like a little panic attack. He's like
Tyler, we're gonna make it, we're not gonna make it, we're trying to focus on the road. We got this. It's like there's a trash can that just went over the hood. I've got this. Tyler, now shut up. What I need you to do, you need to use your training and you need to get Natalia back with us. Whatever you need to do, you get her back with us.
Can I try a psychotherapy?
Just stab her in the leg if you need to. You get her back here.
He's gonna like crawl in the back seat. He's like kind of like trying to put her eyes on him. He's like, hey, Natalia, it's me. Hey, it's gone. He's gone. We're fine. We're going on a little trip. We're going to Houston, Texas. I hear it's really nice.
Just close.
Failure. Close failure.
Oh man, that was close too.
Yeah.
Just vacant eyes. We zoom in on her eyes. In the reflection is the Himbaba black lip by fire.
Oh man.
And that's where we'll end this up.
What a cool fucking closing thing. Just oh, zooming
hell
in.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh man.
Awesome.
I apologize. It seemed to have fucked up.
Brad. Right.
Multiple times. I took your toy from you.
Well
and used
done,
it
Brad.
Twice and then I lost it.
Now there's unnatural tech back there on the ground. Imagine like some cop, after all this is said and done, the Himbaba has like run after us. There's a bunch of cops. One's like, hey Fred, what do you think this is? Bzz, and just like obliterates his buddy. Just like
like Kung Pao, Enter the Fist style. He's just got a hole through his center.
It's just the perfect circle. And he's just like, oh.
Thanks, man. That was
deep
fun.
Cut. Oh, man. Brad. No. Man.
Yeah, talk, that was awesome.
You know, you said we were at the end of the second act.
There's a scene change.
And I didn't realize that you meant we were at the second act. We're at the end of the second and the beginning of the third. Like, I guess I didn't put that together. You know, it's like, man, oh man.
Third is probably going to be a lot shorter.
Things are happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, that was fucking wild. Everyone listening, everyone watching, thank you for joining us. I do want to thank two new patrons. I'm going to do my best here. Well, one of them is really easy. It's Ah. Thank you, Ah.
Okay.
That's two A's. A-A-H.
The castle.
Thank you, Ah.
Oh.
Another deep cut. Man, what's going on here?
Thanks.
And the other is Inpachi. Thank you, Inpachi.
Thanks, Inpachi.
Yes, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate Welcome. It. If you want to get these a week early, you want to get the Sandy Checks, where we talk about what we think is going on, hit us up. It's in the links below and everything.
Because I realized...
As always, we always appreciate you guys.
Sorry,
what?
Okay? I just wanted to say
what?
Sorry again Sean? For my behavior during the session. No, I wanted to ask...
What? What?
I put out a Reddit post for suggestions for recipes for cat brain hummus, but I realized that only makes sense to people who listen to the... to the sanity check, because I didn't know if there was anywhere. Yes.
Jesus
when,
Christ.
When am I not serious?
Are you serious?
When am I not serious, Joe?
You are serious. You did do it.
What did he do?
You're right.
Cat
he,
brain
you
hummus
put out
suggestions.
A post for what?
He put up a post on our subreddit. Recipe IDs for cat brain Himbaba hummus.
But I wanted to know if we have another place to chat or if that's just going to sit
mad.
There.
You're a madman.
And gets taken down by Reddit.
That's fine. Nope, that's fine. Reddit's going to be like, you guys are advocating for animal abuse. We can't have you anymore.
One step too far.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. No, that was a... Hey, listen, again, like, if you have got a theory of what's going on, go drop something over on the subreddit. The Reddit's where we do most of our kind of stuff, and it's a good place where we can collect collect stuff that people are saying a little bit easier than like Twitter and stuff like that. So yeah, but listen, thank you. Go over and tell Brad, you know, Brad, by the way, I'll let you know over in the chat, people are really enjoying like what you're saying, like they're really enjoying the way that you're describing this and like way you're building a really good imagery, excellent visual ideas, building on the explosion scene, well done. You know, just complimenting, truly loving Brad's game, says Joker42. Thank you, Joker. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, even the wrong ones. So we really appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Glad everybody's having fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we are going to take a break. For those of you watching live, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. We're going to get back into it. For those of you listening, watching later, again, thank you very much. Consider the Patreon. Consider supporting us. And we will catch you next time. Brad. Take us out.
Everyone, stay safe and stay sane.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye.